بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Ramadan comes to help us to become muttaqun, to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything we say and do in our lives, and to become eligible for all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are for the muttaqun. This process of becoming a muttaqi begins with istighfar and tawbah. It begins with accepting that there is a need for change. It begins with accepting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our lives, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him, is not just important but the most important thing in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hud, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ, which means, so seek His forgiveness and turn to Him in repentance. Surely my Rabb is ever near and all responsive to prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responds to dua. Qareeb, and He's close and He responds to dua. Seeking forgiveness must be followed up with turning away from sin. We need to change the basis of our choices, keeping the rida, keeping the pleasure, the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the criterion for all decision making. If it pleases Allah, we do it. If it doesn't please Allah, we don't do it. And if we don't know whether it pleases Allah or not, if there is doubt, then we clarify the doubt before attempting to do whatever it is that we were thinking of doing. Al-Quran Al-Kareem begins with a reminder about taqwa. Surah Al-Fatiha reminds us about the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb, our Creator, Sustainer, Maintainer, Protector, and defines our connection with Him, Jalla Jalalu, and tells us that He is interested enough in to send us and to teach us a way of life which, if we lead it, will result in a society that is based on justice and compassion. And the Quran reminds us that one day we will return to Him, Jalla Jalalu. Just as we had no choice about coming into this world, also we will not have a choice about leaving it and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is inevitable, comes to everyone, and so is resurrection when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody will escape. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the choice to make that meeting the best meeting of our existence, because unlike this life, what will come after that meeting is forever. That way is called Al-Islam. Al-Fatiha is the surah of khashyatullah, of the awe and majesty of Allah. It is the surah of shukr, of thankfulness. It is the surah of tawbah, of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Fatiha is the surah of dua for guidance to the path of the prophets, which leads to Jannah. The people to whom this will be granted are the muttaqun, those whose single criterion for all decisions is, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Taqwa is the fear of displeasing the one that we love the most. Only for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised guidance. And Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, this is the book in which there is no doubt, and this is a guide for the muttaqun. To help us to become muttaqun, people of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting, and He sends Ramadan for us every year. Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, O believers, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become muttaqun. So that you may become muttaqun. you may develop the consciousness for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consciousness to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting helps us to inculcate taqwa by emphasizing the fact that when in this month we could stay away from even the halal, only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, how much more important it is to continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands about His prohibitions throughout our lives. The reason Muslims fast is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it. There is no other reason. Therefore, everything a Muslim does in his or her life must also be for the same reason, which is that Allah commanded it. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that to Him is our return. So we do only what pleases Him. This is the basis of our existence as Muslims, and this is the basis of all virtue that leads to Jannah. Taqwa is critical because it is the first right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His right that His creatures recognize Him, obey Him, and worship Him alone. He declared, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. He said, which means, O believers, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that suits His majesty and grace, in the way that He deserves. And do not die except in a state of full submission to Him, except in a state of Islam. So what therefore are the signs of taqwa? How do I know if I have it and how strong it is? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a gauge to measure taqwa, which is the sign of a living heart. He said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah said, which means, the true believers are only those whose hearts tremble at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose faith increases when His revelations are recited to them, and who put their trust in their Rabb. They are those who established prayer and donate from what we have provided for them. They spend in the path of Allah from the bounty that Allah has blessed them with. Let us ask ourselves what happens to our hearts when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. How many times a day do we think of Allah? What happens to us when we listen to the Quran? What happens to us when we read the Quran? With what attitude do we read and listen to the Quran? What is the state of our heart with respect to the world and its tests? Are we afraid or are we content that the one who can do anything and who owns everything, the one without whose will not a leaf can fall, controls our affairs and has decreed for us that which is beneficial for us, even if we don't see it ourselves? When there is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be obeyed, do we try our best to obey it in the best possible way? Or do we look for excuses to disobey or to do the least we can do? Are our hearts content and filled with the light of khashyatullah, with the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with the darkness of fear and depression and despair? What is our attitude towards salah? Do we see it as an honor, a time to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to affirm our allegiance to Him and to ask Him for our needs, to tell Him our story, or as a burden to be discharged if there is no other way to delay or avoid it? Likewise, for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fard, do we keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prohibitions uppermost, or do we look for ways to bypass them like the one Israel did with their Sabbath? When we have an opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we rejoice or do we complain? Do we look at an opportunity to help someone and thank Allah for giving us that opportunity, or do we say, why does he need so much? Do we ask ourselves, why do I need so much? Do we keep track of our investment in our akhirah, mistakenly called charity, the same way as we do for our investments in the stock market, property, and so on? Is the fact that we will have to leave everything behind real for us? Is the fact that we will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real for us? Is the fact that we will be questioned about our actions real for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us His Rasul, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to obey Him and emulate Him. Do we do that with joy. Finally, what is the action evidence? The action evidence for all the answers that we gave ourselves. The text of this whole thing will be in this video. So take your time, go over it question by question, and let us examine ourselves. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that all of Allah's promises are for the muttaqoon, for the people of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Ramadan for us to become muttaqoon. We are halfway through Ramadan. How many of the qualities of muttaqoon have we been able to inculcate in ourselves? I remind myself and you that in the end, it is only action that counts. We will not be asked, what did you know? We will be asked, what did you do? We will not be asked, how much did you know? We will be asked, how much did you do? Knowledge that is not acted upon will become witness against us. Let us not be those who knew but did not act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the muttaqoon. Inna al-muttaqina fi jannatin wa yu'yun. Akhidina ma atahum rabbuhum innahum kanu qabla dhalika muhsinin. Kanu qaleelan min al-layli ma yahja'oon. وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. In Surah Al-Zariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the quality of the believers, the qualities of muttaqoon. Allah said, verily the muttaqoon will be amid gardens and springs in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with telling us the benefit of being a muttaqi, that we will get inshallah Jannah. Taking joy in the things which their Rabb has given them. Verily, they were before this muhsinun. They were people who acted well. They used to sleep. Now here are the qualities. They used to sleep but little by night, invoking their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praying with fear and hope. Number two, and in the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Number three, and in their properties, there was the right of the one who asks, the beggar and the mahroom, the one who is in need but does not ask. And on earth are signs for those who have faith with certainty. And also in yourselves. Will you not then see? Now, in these ayat of Surah Az-Zariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four qualities of muttaqoon. So let's see what we have. Number one, Allah said they spend time with their Rabb in Salah in the night and in Tahajjud. In another place in Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِي يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, they abandon their beds. They wake up and they get up from their beds. And donate and stand before their Rabb with between hope and fear. بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَتَمَعَ. And donate from what we have provided for them. They spend in the path of Allah. No soul can imagine, no person can imagine what delights are kept in store for them as a reward for what they used to do. So Allah described the action. The action is praying tahajjud, get up in the night, stand before Allah, make dua, beg Him for His mercy, seek forgiveness. The position of the Muslim is between bain al-khawfi wa tamah, between the fear of the displeasure of Allah and His punishment and hope in His forgiveness and in His bounty. So he's standing there, he or she is making dua, he or she is reciting Quran. And Allah said, for this, the reward that I have kept is something that you cannot even imagine. This is the importance of tahajjud. Number two, Allah said, they make istighfar and seek forgiveness. Allah said, one of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran, in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. But Allah would never punish them while you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were amongst them. Nor would He ever punish them if they prayed for forgiveness. As long as they are seeking forgiveness, Allah will not punish. Today we are time-wise removed very far, 1400 plus years from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we can still have Him in our lives, among us, in our midst, by following His sunnah, by looking like Him, by walking and talking like Him, by behaving like Him, by dealing with people like Him, and so on and so forth. His life is the most beautifully documented biography of any person in the world. And every single detail has been recorded of His biography, of His life, of His habits, of His likes and dislikes, of what He did and what He didn't do. My people who loved Him more than they loved their own parents and they loved their own children, they loved anyone or anything else. So we have this. The key is to study and try to inculcate in our lives as much as we can. Quality number three. Allah said, they consider the one who asks, the beggar, and the one who is in need but doesn't ask. As-sa'il wal-mahroom. As-sa'il wal-mahroom. They consider these people to have a right in their property. So we are not talking about somebody giving something, you know, out of the goodness of his heart and saying, okay, so I have to do my good deed for the day. No, he's saying, this person is asking me, this person has a right. It's like the person gave me a loan, I have to return it. And Allah mentioned this again in Surah Al-Insan. وَيُتْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Allah said, and they give food and they feed despite their own desire for it, even though they need it themselves. They give it to the poor person, the orphan and the captive, saying to themselves, we feed you only for the sake of Allah, seeking neither reward nor thanks from you. Islam teaches us to be good to captives, not to torture them. So who are these people? Even though they need that wealth, even though they need that food, they give it to others who are in greater need. And they do not even have an expectation of thanks, of gratitude, expressions of gratitude from those people. Number four, they reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both outside, fi lafaqi wa fi anfusihim, and recognize and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they turn towards Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Allah said, we will show them our signs in the universe and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that this Quran is the truth. Is it not enough that your Rabb is a witness over all things? Today, we face a hostile world because we are Muslim. Yet, we seek solutions through worldly means alone. How many times have you heard anybody say in a meeting to look for solutions, let us all pray to rakat of salah and make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us give a certain amount in charity for our du'as to be accepted. Let us look at ourselves and change our own lives. When have you heard this? Ask yourself, why not? Why don't I think like this? Why don't others, Muslims, think like this? Instead, we look towards political leadership. Write to this senator, write to that parliamentarian, do this and do that. We look towards political leadership, we look towards material wealth, and look towards technology to find solutions. But in the process, we forget that the effectiveness of the solution comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that solution to work, only Allah has to make it work. This is like wiring up a house, a new house, with the latest technology, everything, and expecting it to work without connecting it to the power source. It won't work. Without power from the transformer, the house will remain dark. That transformer is taqwa. And Ramadan comes to connect us to it, so that our lives can be illuminated with this connection. The purpose of fasting is not to fast, but to transform our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in ways that we cannot imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His mercy on us and forgiveness. وَصَلَى اللَّهَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.